Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great. It's super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Welcome back to episode number, I don't even know because we skipped last week, of the No Bad Days podcast. We're going right off the bat here. We haven't talked to each other in like a week. So we're just going to, as Marty just said, we're going to start yucking it.
We're just going to yuck it up for a couple minutes first. This first 10 minutes of the intro will just be yucking it up.
Yeah, you guys will probably have no idea what we're talking about, but.
No, we're catching up, we're hanging out, you know, it's kind of like some Marriott couch time, but from a distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
so yeah. What's been up then?
Oh, not much. You?
Yeah, that golf course I played today was sick.
Yeah, dude. What was that called?
Bear Mountain in Victoria.
Yeah, it was gross.
Like on the top of it. I sent you guys the pictures. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit jealous that me and Marty weren't out there with you.
Oh yeah, that would have been nice. I almost had my first hole in one today too.
Really?
Yeah, I was like literally like probably 6 inches.
Dude, the funny thing is too, like if you got that and then told the boys, we would have been like, oh yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, I know. I had a couple witnesses.
Yeah, like we would have believed you for sure. Yeah. But like, it's like the one time you're not with the boys, you get a hole in one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. It's like I'm a liar.
That's like when Frizz says like, yeah, you know, boys, I broke 80 today, but like he was by himself on the course.
And used three balls. And he played best ball by himself with 3 balls.
Yeah, that's how, yeah.
Whichever shot goes better.
Yeah.
We just finished watching that. Did you watch the Edmonton Colorado game one, Johnny?
I was coming back from hockey, but I caught like the tail end of it.
Oh yeah, you're playing spring league with the boys?
No, it was just a skate tonight.
Oh. Holy, right back into it, eh, bud?
Buddy, I haven't skated in full equipment since December.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shit. I forgot.
So time for Pacer to get back in shape.
I actually totally forgot about that.
Hey, do you throw the visor back on the Bucky or what?
Oh, mandatory.
Yeah. There's no cages in the summer.
No. We
I never switch my helmet once. I would wear my cage all the time.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Ew. Yeah, no, I can't do that. You just feel better when you're
wearing. You're honestly a way better hockey player.
Yeah, no, it makes you like awesome at hockey. And also, speaking of mandatory, I got ripped because Taver, when we came back and we were in the Sioux and we went to Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
I spelled mandatory wrong in my story. I forgot the N.
Oh.
And I was getting beaked online.
So it just said mandatory?
It said mandatory.
Typical Pacer move.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
just forgetting the third N in a letter, right? Like, just
isn't it your rule that you have 3 seconds after each like text or typo?
No, that's drunk text.
Oh,
yeah.
If you're texting your parents or something, then you gotta just like you have to stare at it for 3 seconds and make sure it makes sense.
Yeah. And then like, okay, good, send.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the 3 second test.
But yeah, so anyways, summer skate, I was dead. And yeah, caught the tail end of that game. Not a goalie game.
I didn't catch the second period, but
I don't think you could blame that game on the goalies, man. It was nuts right from the first period.
Yeah, I agree.
They just pulled Mike Smith. Just I don't even like.
Didn't Colorado goalie get hurt too?
Yeah, Kemper just got hurt randomly.
They told Mike Smith, they're just like, yeah, just do your best out there. Don't worry about it, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of offense being played.
No, legit. Like those are like two offensive powerhouses, though.
Yeah, I thought Edmonton was going to tie it and it was going to be a 7-7 overtime. Imagine that.
Yeah, 7-7 overtime that in the playoffs. That's just
in the semifinals.
In the semifinals.
So we never talked about our trip yet. We haven't caught up on that.
Oh, yeah. True. How was Florida?
Well, let's start right from the beginning from our trip.
Okay. So as probably most people know listening, we were down in Florida. What was it, last week?
Yeah.
Week and a half ago. Yeah. So our trip started with, we didn't go to bed
for 46 hours.
Yeah.
Something like that. It was a shift.
Yeah. So we had a flight out of Minneapolis at 5:30 AM.
Yeah.
And we made the trek from Superior and we left at like 1:30.
Yeah.
So we just decided that we made an executive decision that it would be smart not to go to bed. And
I thought it was pretty smart.
Yeah, no, it was pretty smart.
I tried to sleep, but Tavern Johnny had music playing on volume maxed out at 1:30 in the morning.
Well, because Tavern, what's your rule about the road trip?
You have to have a good co-pilot.
No. You have to have like the tunes bumping right at the beginning to have a good trip.
Yeah, that's a good start. Good
right?
Okay, and if the sun's down when you're starting your trip, then it's automatic. You have to have it because or else you might snooze.
Yeah, like maxed out, right?
We're sleepy boys.
Yeah,
totally maxed out.
Well, you know, so, crushing a couple coffees. I think we brought a little bit of snacks.
I had a scoop of pre-workout.
Oh yeah, so your face had like bugs in it.
I felt like I had bugs under my skin.
you're having a reaction to that.
And yeah, seriously,
crushing coffees. I had two rib sandwiches from the gas station.
Delicious.
Yummy.
Put that in the gut at 1:30 in the morning, why don't you?
Johnny, remember when we just turned on instrumental beats and we just had rap battles for like an hour back and forth?
Oh, yeah. We were just spitting nonsense.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That was actually kind of funny. Do you have that? Did you record that, Marty?
Yeah, I have like probably 2 minutes of videos of you guys just going Eminem freestyle.
Nice. I can't wait to look back on that one day.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
One day.
That's what it's all about, right? Not today, but someday.
Yeah, yeah. Someday in like a year from now.
Snap memories come up and you guys at 3:13 in the morning doing a rap battle to an instrumental beat.
We always start off with like okay. What? And then
my name is what?
And then it took us like a couple minutes to feel out the beat.
How about we were following Cuddy when we got to Minneapolis and we went on quite a little loop-de-loop.
Yeah, like that's like just unacceptable.
I've actually like we've been to the Minneapolis airport a million times, and I've actually the way we took like I've never seen that part of the city.
No, me neither. It was nice. There was a bunch of like underground bridges with lots of nice scenery to look at.
Yeah, a couple of suburban streets, the river,
construction, a couple nice graffiti paintings, and
yeah, a couple potholes, good for the tires.
Yeah. But, you know, we finally got down there, and then, Johnny, you fulfilled your bet that you had on the last pod.
I did.
What was it? I forget.
You
had to put the matching suit on.
Right.
Yeah, I was in my vacation suit.
At 4:45 in the morning.
Yeah, no, really comfy on a freezing cold plane too. So that was awesome. And then, you know what I love the most is that my bare leg was touching the seat. That was awesome.
Yeah, all the boys got, we didn't plan ahead. We got random seats assigned on the airplane. So half the guys were sitting in the middle. And then me, Marty, Cuddy, and Batesy, we were all sitting beside each other, which we lucked out. So we thought we lucked out. And then we got to the back of the airplane and we had the very last row, no recliner. So we were sitting on a 45-degree angle forwards. Trying to sleep.
You should have asked for pillows for your foreheads there.
Yeah, seriously.
I literally got like 15 minutes of sleep in that 2-hour plane ride.
Same here.
Yeah. No, and I was sitting beside this flight attendant who was like going down to Atlanta to work a flight on the way back. So she was just a passenger there. And me and her just started talking because and then like she was talking about like the hockey guys and stuff like that. So it was actually kind of funny.
Oh, really?
But I did feel bad because, again, I was wearing the short shorts and my hairy legs were touching her legs and the person beside me. And I felt really, really bad for them.
You were in the middle?
I was in the middle, yeah. That stupid jumper.
Oh, didn't you say that there's people that took their shoes off beside you?
That was on the way home.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
This lady on the way home, not only did she take her shoes off, her flip-flops with no socks, so barefooting it on the airplane carpet. She then proceeded to sit on the plane like a cat and have her feet on both the seat and the armrest.
Vomit.
Vomit in my mouth a million times and then do it over again. That was the worst thing.
Vomit one more time.
And then one more time just to cap it off. That was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'd rather
beside me, like I was in the aisle row and she was in the aisle row right there. And actually, funny story, this lady was actually supposed to be in my seat, but Marty and Yelly were sitting together. And then she's like, she saw us talking. So she's like, you want to sit with your friends? I'm like, yeah, for sure. So we switched. So I saved Yelly a nightmare of just foot fungus. But yeah, no, it was gross. I was like looking over. I'm like, oh my God.
And then we got to Fort Lauderdale and we hopped in the Ubers and made our way to our hotel, which was right on the beach. We got hooked up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did we do right after we got there? We just changed and, oh yeah, we went to the podcast at our own room, which was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice.
Hey, as Lawson describes it, the click within the click.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Johnny and I slept together the whole trip and the beds, and the only complaint I had about the whole trip was the beds in Fort Lauderdale were like only like doubles or.
Yeah, they were a little tiny.
They were like twin beds. Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny and I were shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah. But we had the pillow, we had the divider. And then I don't know, I was hanging off pretty good on the other side. So.
You got a divider?
Yeah, you put one pillow in the middle.
Why?
And then we got rid of it in Tampa, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we got rid of it in Tampa. We didn't need it. We had a big enough bed. Yeah.
Queen beds in Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we hit the beach for the day.
Yeah, a couple beers on the beach.
Beer prices down there were insane.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. What was it, like $26 for a 12-pack?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that was brutal. That's definitely not Wisconsin prices.
No, that was Canadian prices right there.
Seriously.
But I guess that's what you get when you buy them right on the beach. So
And then how about the drink prices at the pool?
Oh, yeah, but they were good though.
$16. Yeah. Bucks,
What was that drink called? Like the Tropical Sunrise or something like that?
Tropical Smash.
Yeah, unreal.
Yeah, it had like 4 ounces of alcohol in it.
There's no chaser in there at all. It was literally just booze and liqueur.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, and our boy Andy at the bar would just hook us up.
Yeah, Andy was a stud. And, you know, you got a nice old liquor-soaked pineapple to cap it off at the end.
Yeah, it was awesome. But we would wait. When we first got there, we waited for the happy hour to come around at, like, 7 o'clock. And so we were like, yeah, okay, we're going to hit happy hour. Like it'll be like $5-6. We'll be able to get going a little bit. And then we get down there and we're like, hey, so happy hour, like, what can you do for us? What are we getting here? Like, what's the drink? He's like, oh, tropical smash. We're like, okay, go get two of those. How much are they? Oh, $10. Oh. Oh, yeah. Happy hour started? Yeah. Normally they're 15. Oh, okay, sweet.
No, dude, normally they're 20. Oh, okay. Remember the one time I got them before the happy hour?
Yeah.
My bill was like 42 something. I'm like, perfect.
Really? All right. Hey, does this come with a room?
Yeah. So do I get like a partnership in the hotel with this, or like what's going on here?
That's not in the budget.
No. My wallet actually grew an arm and socked me in the jaw after.
Yeah. My wallet was limping in the airport on the way home.
It just walked and caught a different flight.
I had to get, you know,
this guy.
We had to take, you know how like the airports have those golf carts that wheel people that maybe have trouble walking or like can't get to their flight on time? You know how they have those? Yeah, I had to put my wallet in one and just send it to the gate.
Hey, you know how they're like seven seaters, like all the boys' wallets are on those.
Yeah. So just take these, please, so we don't have to spend any more money from here to the gate.
Wait, which we almost did. Actually, yeah, a couple guys did, because Frizz and Cuddy went to the gift shop.
Yeah, that's right. Home. Classic airports. That's why they have them there in the gift shops.
Yeah, a couple last-minute gift-a-roos.
You think anyone's ever went into one of those gift shops when they arrive on a plane, or is it strictly for when they're leaving?
If you go into one of those gift shops when you arrive, like, you're a different breed.
Yeah, you got to be a psycho.
Yeah, like, you can't be that happy yet.
No, like, at least go see water or something.
Yeah, go see the hotel, get yourself unpacked, and then go get like yourself a hat.
Yeah, go like toss on your flops and hit the beach.
Yeah.
And then we went to that beach store to like talk about overpriced things. Like,
oh yeah.
Like that beach store is like a dollar store, and I'm looking for a pair of shades and these things, like these sunglasses that cost no more than I bet a dollar to make were like $30, $35.
Yeah.
You're like, you know how badly I could beat you up, right?
Either I beat you up or you just give me these.
Yeah. And well, they're like, no, they're $35.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my debit card.
Right. Do you take Visa?
It would have saved us money to Uber to the mall, buy a $5 pair at the kiosk, and Uber back for the same price as what those were.
I actually think it would have. The Ubers were surprisingly like super cheap.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
They were like $10.
Yeah, the Ubers were reasonable, very reasonable.
I guess that's where they give you a break, eh? They're like, well, we'll get them in here to get the $19 drinks, but only $10. So
I felt bad for the Uber drivers, because every time they picked us up, they'd be so stressed out once they saw us. They'd be like, I'll get the seat, don't worry. I'll let you in the back. Don't touch anything.
Dude, I had a cup of water going in the Uber one time.
Yeah.
It's like, you better not spill anything in my car. I'm like, it's water. Worst case scenario, I spill it. It's 35 degrees outside. It'll dry.
Yeah, no, it'll dry.
Sorry, for the American listeners, it's like 97 degrees, so it'll dry.
Yeah, hopefully.
Let's hope. Yeah.
But the beach was nice, hey, boys? We got in the water. Marty got in the water.
Yeah, I got in the ocean.
Yeah, that's pretty clean.
Yeah. Catching all you guys' piss on me.
Hey, you know
what? Hilarious. It's hilarious when you're sitting and you just see everyone sitting, then you see someone get up, go in the water for like 5 minutes, you're like, they're not just going in there to cool off.
Hey, yeah, you swim by and the water's a little extra warm.
Yeah.
With that heat wave.
Yeah, one of my hats got ruined in the ocean though from the salt water. That was just stupid on my part, but
yeah, I can't win them all, bud.
Yeah, it happens. It's the price you pay.
Yeah, no, but it is funny, like, see, like, you know who's peeing, because like if they're standing too, they're like not moving and they're just like looking out in the
yeah. You can just tell. You're like, oh yeah.
But the waves are hitting them like waist high. So like,
yeah, he's facing the waves and he's getting splashed in the face as he's doing it.
Yeah, exactly. But he's got the biggest smile on his face.
That's the thing. There is a ratio of body of water that people will swim in that has human feces in it.
Dude. Yeah, no, I can see that. That's, you know, I think all the boys contributed to that on the trip. So not feces. I did want to make that clear. Like, definitely no one did that. That's absolutely gross. You do that, I don't know, I'll take a hike.
No aqua dumps in the ocean.
If you do that, you're at the wrong type. You're on the wrong type of beach.
Speaking of aqua dumps, did you guys watch Shorzy?
Yeah, no. I've seen it.
Dude, Shorzy's awesome, eh?
Yeah, it was a good. I've not completely done it yet, but what I've seen so far has been hilarious.
Yeah, it's just like, so for those of you that don't know, Shorzy's a new show out. It's a spinoff of the show Letterkenny, and it's basically just like very dry, classic Canadian humor about a senior A hockey team in Sudbury, Ontario. And it's pretty funny. So yeah, they have some good one-liners in there and they talk very Canadian.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. I bet a bunch of our listeners will actually really enjoy it. So if you have Hulu, you can watch it. It's on, yeah, I think it came up Friday.
Yeah, it's on Crave too.
In Canada, yeah.
Yeah.
Crave.
Isn't RA in it?
Yeah, very start.
Yeah, it's like, him, he's in it, Tessa Bonhomme from TSN, Jay Onwright, and a French anchor. But it's like they're in it for like 5 minutes. They're just like sitting around like a panel and they're like kind of just like talking about Shorzy.
They basically just tee up the show.
Yeah, pretty much. That's actually nailed it on the head there.
What do they call the league? The No Show?
Yeah, the Northern Ontario Senior Hockey League.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a real league, no?
Maybe. Probably.
There is senior A hockey in Ontario, all across Canada, so.
Yeah, we'll be there one day.
Yeah, see that. Allen Cup, yeah, that's what.
Yeah, the Allen Cup.
Oh, yeah.
The trophy is actually just a big jock cup.
Yeah, all the players got to sniff it after.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the trip. The next day we went to the Panthers game.
Yes.
How was that? You guys like it?
Honestly, I was very surprised, like, for where it was, but that was a packed barn and people were going pretty bananas in there.
Yeah.
I thought so too. Apparently on TV it didn't look like it, but I thought that they did a good job.
Yeah, wasn't someone saying it was like a slow game or something? Like, I thought it was great.
I thought it was a great atmosphere in there. And I didn't realize how many people actually, you don't really know what hockey down south is like until you go to one of those things. And it was like, everyone was buzzing outside before the game and obviously during.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, I'm sure there was people in there that like didn't really know what was going on, but like they were loving it. Like, I feel like people that don't know hockey, like if they see it live, like at the NHL level for the first time and see the speed of the game and like the hits and stuff like that, and then see how like fired up everyone gets after a goal. Like I feel like that would draw someone in. Right.
Right.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like that clip of McGregor when he goes to his first Boston game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking love this shit.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dude, like, yeah. We got to give hockey a chance.
Yeah, he dropped the puck at the Bruins game on St. Paddy's Day. He goes up to Zdeno Chara after he drops the puck when the other guy's standing right there. He goes, and put him through the net. Yeah. It's like, what?
Yeah, doesn't he fire him up in the dressing room after too?
Yeah, he does.
Something.
And then Marshawn scored the OT winner and then did like the McGregor walk with like his arms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No one's going to see him do that, but yeah.
But yeah, we saw a good game in Florida. The people there treated us amazing. You know, we did a lot of fan engagement stuff throughout the game. I'm sure a bunch of people were wondering who the hell we were, but a bunch of people recognized us as well. So that was cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, our overtime game got spoiled by Kucherov with like 2 seconds left. Well, not Kucherov. It was actually Ross Colton, our boy.
Cooch made the play.
Cooch made the play, yeah.
But, yeah, dude, the crazy part about that is, like, we were literally with the Panthers, like, staff and, like, saying, like, oh, yeah, like, we love free hockey. Like, it's got a nice overtime going, get the crowd going.
Yeah.
3 seconds left, buries it.
That's what ruined the series.
I think so.
A little bit.
Because if Florida got that one, it would have been 1-1.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Yeah, which is crazy. I don't know. You know what? Like, Florida was sick this year, but like Tampa is just so freaking good.
I know.
Beat the Rangers.
I think they'll beat the Rangers. Yeah, they're going to go to the Cup for sure. Yeah,
I think they're going to dummy the Rangers, to be honest.
Who do you think is going to win the Edmonton-Colorado series after tonight, after watching that game?
Well, like, Colorado, like, wasn't it, like, 7-3 at one point?
Yeah.
And, like, Edmonton kind of battled back then, eh?
Yeah.
So, and the one goal they called off, like, when it was still 2-2, like, that would have changed the whole game. Or the one goal they should have called off.
What do you think of that offside goal? Yeah, what do you think of that?
Dude, that was offside. And they were saying because he had control of the puck, but he clearly skated it across the blue.
That's what I mean. Like, I get it if it's like a tip in kind of.
Yeah.
And then you wait and the puck's in before the guy's out. But if, like, he had touched it before and the puck was literally like, I guess, but by the way, the rule's written, I guess it's not offside. Because you have to have your stick or full control of the puck, and he only touched it once. So the rule is like, yeah, that's a good goal, but like, it just seemed like it was definitely offside.
And like, I don't know, to me, like, because like they had that like still of it too, of the,
yeah,
you know, it looks like the puck's like on his stick.
Yeah.
He's not in, but the guy's in. I don't know. It just,
what a snipe.
I feel like goals like that have been called off in the past.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is the playoffs, and that's a high-pressure call. Hey, you know what? It's easier to chirp it outside. Someone made that call. Someone gets paid to make that call. So, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't think that was onside.
Out of our pay grade, eh?
Yeah, no, we're not in Toronto.
Yeah.
Well, you are.
Well, I'm in Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
It was funny when we were at the restaurant in Tampa, and I think it was in the restaurant, and someone had asked you when it was, like, kind of quiet. They're like, oh, where are you from? And all 10 of us just, like, looked over at you.
I know. I hate that. Especially, like, if I don't bring it up, too, if someone else brings it up. Because I don't know if, like – like, this has happened a couple of times, because someone will, like, mess with me and be like, oh, hey, like, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, ha, 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 because, like, they recognize us. Yeah. But then someone will, like, genuinely ask me where I'm from.
Yeah.
And they don't recognize us, and I don't know how to react to that. And I'm like, and then obviously you guys hear this conversation. I'm like, I'm Hamilton.
I'm from Hamilton.
I'm from Hamilton. Don't tell the boys I told you that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was funny. And then I think it happened again our last night in Tampa, because the waitress was from Buffalo.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I couldn't freaking help myself.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, you're from Buffalo. I'm from Hamilton. That's so cool.
Yeah. It was actually like a dead silence. She was like, oh, yeah, you guys are from Canada. Okay, cool. I'm not far away. I'm from Buffalo. And then it was like 1 second, 2 second, and we were all waiting for it.
Tavr, you, I think you said it at the end of the table. You're like, oh, Johnny's just biting his lip right now.
Yeah.
I heard you say that, so I didn't want to say anything. I was like, shit.
Don't say it. I'm from Hamilton.
Yeah, it's like a tick or something.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
But now I'm back home, I don't have to tell anyone that, so it's fine.
No, because they just assume that, yeah, you're there.
I think they assume I'm from here. But, well,
most people from there are there because, like, no one ever really goes to visit there. It's not really like a tourist spot.
Actually,
Do you people guys, ever leave Hamilton, or if you're born there, you stay there?
No.
Can I hear a fun fact about Hamilton?
Oh, yeah, I'd love it.
You know the actor James Franco?
Yes.
He has a favorite taco place, and it's in downtown Hamilton.
Really? Have you ever been?
It's called Mezcal. He's shot a couple movies like that, because, like, I don't know. There's a lot of movies that got shot downtown, like by the docks and stuff like that, so... I guess he was shooting one here a few years ago, and he said that's his favorite Mexican place.
Damn.
That's cool.
Oh, suck on that.
Yeah.
If I ever find myself in Hamilton, I'll have to try it.
Yeah, it's actually pretty freaking good.
What are you talking about? You're not going to eat from a food truck.
True.
Not from a food truck.
I'm not talking to you. I know you will.
Not at 4 a.m. outside a nightclub. As they're shutting it down.
Dude, there's like a street downtown. It's called Hess Street. It's like where all our bars are. And there's like a alleyway. And there's like a famous, like hot, it's not famous. It's like locally famous, like this hot dog vendor. And he just sells like these like foot longs until like 3 a.m. And people are just mucking them out after the bar. And then we have a smokes poutine. Do you guys have that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's one around the corner too. A lot of people go to smokes after.
A nice pulled pork poutine right after the bar.
Oh no, pierogi poutine.
Yeah, I've had that one too.
But yeah, pierogi's good.
I don't like poutine, so I just eat the pierogies and I toss.
Why not? You don't like you don't get your macros when you have a poutine or what?
No, dude. I just think poutine's gross.
Dude, why?
You don't like French fries and
gravy? I'll give you a pass on it if you can give me a legit explanation that justifies why.
First of all, I've never been a fan of cheese curds.
Okay.
But
why not?
I just like they just like I've had them and like it's just like it's like
guess you're Italian, so you're kind of spoiled with cheeses.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. There you go. And then when the gravy makes the fries all soggy, I'm not a huge fan of that. But on the pierogi poutine, all that's buried underneath the pierogies, and then you can put the sour cream and bacon bits on it. Unreal. Muck those. Couple French fries if they're good, and then toss it.
You ever think about just getting like the pierogies and then paying less for the whole thing?
No, I'm not gonna like just go through that. I'm just going to be normal. Pierogi poutine up. I don't want to cause any sort of inconvenience when I'm ordering.
Or just like a nice foot-long hot dog.
Yeah, I'm the same way, actually. I'll never send food back unless it's still alive when it's on my plate or something.
Yeah, like if my food like bites me, then like, yeah, I'll send it back. But, you know, I don't want to cause, I don't want any confrontation or inconvenience to anyone in the vicinity, the workers, the people at my table. Not happening. I'm just going to suck it up. Hey, if you messed up, you messed up. That's just how it is. Just bite the bullet. See you later.
Bite the bully?
Yeah. Really?
Okay. I'll accept that.
All right.
Even though I kind of helped you prove your point, but that's what I'm here for. That's what friends do.
Yeah, no, I just think cheese curds are gross. Do you guys like them?
I love poutine, man. It's so good.
Yeah, me too.
You probably had some like sick poutine though, like in Ottawa though.
Not really. Well, Ottawa's decent, but like if you ever go to Montreal, it's unreal.
Yeah, I've never had it there, but I think we're headed there this summer. Am I correct?
Yeah. I mean, that's a possible. I think it's on the back burner right now, kind of heating up.
Okay. So if the boys, you know, get a little toasty and we go there.
Yeah. If the water starts to boil, then we'll go.
Yeah. Once those bubbles start showing. Then I think the boys are going to have to maybe, I don't know, we'll do like a video on like a poutine rating or something like that.
Do you think the fries make the poutine or the gravy?
Oh.
I think it's harder to screw up fries than it is gravy. So I'm going to go with fries.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because like Johnny said, if the fries are soggy, then yeah, I'm not like the... Like I don't want mashed potatoes with gravy, so
yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, because like some fries could be like thicker, thinner, saltier, crunchier, all that stuff. So
yeah. Remember when McDonald's came out with a poutine?
Yeah. Not the fry to go in there.
No, yeah. That's not a poutine fry.
Doesn't Harvey's do that?
Yeah, I don't actually mind Harvey's though.
Like Harvey's is okay, their fries. Like they make a good burger, but like
they make an excellent burger, I think.
Yeah. I feel honestly it's weird. When I eat Harvey's, I feel like I'm eating healthy for some reason.
I don't know if I've ever had Harvey's.
What?
They don't have Harvey's in Winnipeg?
They might. I just don't think I've ever eaten there.
Oh, it's good. You'd like it.
You're staying loyal to the Wendy's brand, eh, Marty?
Yeah, I love Wendy's.
A nice Dave's Double.
Dave's Double, only mayo, only ketchup. Sure.
Extra pickles.
Ew.
I hate pickles.
When you order something with Frizz at like one of those places, he'll make you get extra mayo on your burger, even if you don't like mayonnaise, because he'll say it to the person after you drive away. For some reason. I don't know why.
Dude, I don't hate it, but
he'd be like, why'd you do that? He'd be like, well, you just got to try it.
I don't like listening to him order food.
Oh, I hate it.
Like I like going out with him and stuff. Like I love it. He's awesome. But like when he orders food, just hearing his order, like drives me up the wall because it's so unique and off menu that like, it's like every time.
Remember when we went to Culver's that one day and I have that 5-minute video of him eating?
he's trying to hide the fart.
He lifts his leg up.
He lifts his leg up and he farts. And I'm like, and then you hear me in the video, you just fart and he just bursts out laughing.
Yeah, he gets caught. That's why.
Yeah. And the best part about when he gets caught, he doesn't deny it and he doesn't accept it. He just laughs.
Yeah.
And then shakes his head. He's like, that's so mess.
Yeah. So mess, man. Come on, man.
Anyways, we got off on one of our tangents again. So we went to Fort Lauderdale. We went to the
Panthers. Still at the Panthers game.
Are we still talking about the trip?
Yeah, we haven't left the trip yet.
A little bit. Good. Well, there's lots of memories from the trip. What else? Then we rented cars.
No, yeah. We didn't talk about going to the nightclub yet.
Oh, yeah. The Dare.
The boys balled out. We had our own bodyguard.
Yeah.
Couple bottles.
We didn't ball out. The Panthers hooked us up pretty good.
We balled out on the Panthers dime. So that was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. We acted like it. Oh, the best part was what did I say? It was when I was picking up all the $1 bills that the DJ.
Oh, is that what that was from?
Yeah, so the DJ had like a cannon full of bills that he blew over the dance floor. And so I went around and I was like, dude, I'm picking all these up. It's like $300 here. So I started picking them up and Marty was dying laughing because I was like crawling on the DJ stand just to like grab them.
Yeah.
And then so like someone asked me what I was doing. So I was like, oh, you know, I'm just trying to save a couple bucks. I blew all my money on this table and booth. And and they looked at me and they said, this table was paid for. I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You're just like, yeah, by me.
And I had like $4 in my hand. I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, this should get it back. I'll get a couple olives at the bar with this.
I made like $30 on that. I made $30 just by.
Dude, I was wondering where you were getting all those from. I didn't know they were on the DJ's like table. Did he shoot it or were people like tipping him?
No.
He shot it out of
a can.
Oh, that's hilarious, man.
That would have been even funnier if people were tipping him and I just was picking up his tips.
Swiping the tip jar?
Yeah. You know what I told him too? Because he's like, the DJ saw me picking all the stuff up and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, so I was like on my heels instantly because I didn't want to look like a loser. So I was like, oh, yeah, I bet my buddies that I couldn't pick up $20 in these ones. So I'm just trying to win the bet. He's like, oh, okay.
That's really good. I would have never thought of that. I would have just like put my tail between my legs.
I was like, oh, I actually just want to pick these up.
Yeah.
I would have been like, no, dude, I want the money.
Yeah.
Just like embarrassingly tell him the truth.
Yeah. And let me hit the kiss. So the nightclub was at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, it was called Dare.
And then we went to the Cachino after.
Ka-ching.
And yeah. What?
The Kachingo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a late night.
It was a late night.
What time did we get home at?
Well, we got to the pizza place at like 5. And thank God that place was open because I was starving. It was open all night.
Yeah.
And I got back.
My brothers saved us on that trip.
Yeah. Dude, that place is unreal. And then me and Loss Ubered back just after you guys. But our Uber, like, couldn't find us. We had to, like, walk out through the parking garage all the way to the street to go find this guy. And then Lawson passes out. And, like, it's 5:30 in the morning. I really don't feel like talking. And this guy, because Lawson, like, was sleeping, I'm the only one he has to talk to. And so we just talked about his degree in, mechanical engineering or something, which, you know, obviously I know a lot about, so.
Yeah, seriously. You could build a conversation like that for days.
Yeah, no, I murdered that conversation. And then went back. And I was so happy you guys were awake too, because I got two slices of pizza and just tossed them on with Parmesan and we were just hanging out. That was nice.
That was nice. And then we had to leave the next day at 10.
Yeah, yeah. We had to leave in 3 hours from then. So
we had we had mandatory Ubers at 10 or rental cars.
Yeah.
That was a tough wake up.
That was a brutal wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But we did it, and because we're men and we powered through. Put our big boots on.
Man at night, man in the morning, right?
Yeah.
That's the motto, right?
Or in that case, man just through the whole night with a nap in between.
Be a man for 24 hours.
Yeah. And then we got to Tampa in the afternoon. We went and shot some film with their marketing crew and Thunderbug, the mascot.
Yeah, I got to see the bay a little bit.
Yeah, saw the bay. Then they were nice enough to take us on a little boat tour of the bay. See the city a little bit, saw the parade route from the cup party.
Yeah, that was sick, actually.
That was fun.
Ate some hay.
You know, lay by the bay. Just May. What do you say?
Hey.
Both teams treated us unreal. The marketing, we just want to say the marketing departments from both teams were unbelievable. They treated us amazing. So shout out to them. And then Tampa, we went on the boat. Then I think we just kind of grabbed dinner after and still hadn't slept, which was awesome, because then we made the executive decision that we would go out again that night.
My bull riding.
Yeah. And then they had the mechanical bull at the bar, so obviously we had to we got a good story from that. So who wants to tell it? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh yeah, Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny.
Yeah. So Johnny Donnie's got these jeans that have holes from his top of his thigh down to like his knee, just like unnecessarily ripped jeans.
Okay, but when I first got these jeans, that hole was a lot smaller. This hole has gotten gradually bigger as the years have gone on from me like getting in and out of cars and me bending my leg.
Oh, right. Yeah. Your legs aren't that big, buddy.
No, my legs aren't big. The jeans are tight.
Right.
right. So Johnny's up on the bull riding and he hops on and his jeans catch on the side of like the seat and rips down to his shin. And it's only like 11:30 at this point. And we were there till like 1:32.
Yep. So I had to.
You were walking around.
Didn't catch on anything. It was as soon as I like tossed my leg over.
Oh, I thought it caught on the side.
No,
it was just tight.
Literally because I bent my knee and that's how tight the jeans were.
Yeah.
And they ripped all the way up to my pocket and then a little bit down my knee. And then when I got off about 2.5 seconds later, we went on the dance floor and I was just looking like a dummy in my underwear showing through my jeans and stuff. And on the D floor, like Tavern, all the boys were like going down in my jeans and just ripping them down to the ankle even more.
I'm surprised you didn't get booted out of there for those.
Honestly, seriously, that was the most, I was the most embarrassing looking person in there.
That was hilarious though. You should have just cut them into jean shorts.
And then like, well, I couldn't, that rip went higher than my crotch.
That's true.
Those would have been some like a jean, like
jean keto. Skirt. Jean skirt.
Yeah. A jean banana hammock. Dude, you know how hard it was going to the bar with a straight face and ordering a drink looking like that?
Yeah, probably pretty hard.
Just like
you're like, yeah, no, I just rode the bull.
can I get a beer?
Did you know it's not a mechanical bull? It's a real bull up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell that fake cowboy to take it easy on me next time.
Yeah. The guy running the bull, too, was getting pissed off at us because we kept going on it.
Yeah. And he was, like, making it hard for us. And then when, like, a girl would go on, he, like,
And
then it's like, okay, buddy, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah. Relax.
I think we made a video out of it, too. So one of these days it'll be posted on the Hockey Guys of how long everyone kind of lasted on it.
That's true.
Lawson got good clips, everyone.
Hey, what's the caption? Like, how long the Hockey Guys last?
Johnny.
Dude, you're funny.
That's funny. Come on.
Yeah, no, that's good.
You were on the bull, and as soon as it bucked back, you fell off.
Yeah, as soon as you already fell off.
One turn and see a pacer.
Yeah, your jeans stayed on the bull, but your pants, you just fell right out of your pants.
I think my jeans got a booth and bottle at that club the next night, actually.
Yeah, they were still there.
Yeah.
Then we went to the Tampa game the next morning. Can't believe we're still talking about this trip. Yeah, we went to the Tampa game the next morning. Again, running on a little sleep. That was fun, though.
Yeah. We performed. It was a 1:30 game, so we had to be at the rink at 10.
Johnny and I did a podcast at like 11 there inside the rink with the guy.
Yeah.
His name was Seth, and he told us his name is Seth like 5 times. And then I shouldn't be talking because I don't remember the name of the podcast, but right after we're done, we walk out into the hallway and you guys are there. And you guys are like, what were you guys doing? And Johnny's like, oh, we were just recording a podcast with
No, that dude, that was so bad. So I forgot his name and the podcast name. And I was like, we're recording a podcast with him. I was like, oh my God. And then I scooted down the hallway and I was like, what's his name? What's the podcast called? Which, right, like, we know his name is Seth, but like.
Yeah, I think the podcast is called Block Party.
Block Party. Yeah, it is. It is. So I said to the camera, we recorded with Seth an episode of Block Party, me and Taver. But like in front of him, I was like,
yeah. Oh,
I'm and so like, sorry. And like not whoever had the camera, like not their fault. Like that's 100% on me and Taver because we should have remembered that immediately. But
yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, that was funny. He was a beauty. They were both great guys, him and the sound guy. They were awesome. And he's got a pretty good knack for like podcasts and radio. I'm pretty sure he worked in radio for a long time. So
yeah, he had a good flow to the interview, I thought.
Yeah, no dead air for that guy, eh?
He did some digging though, because he brought up remember when he said I heard you guys
riding.
Oh yeah, he's like,
he brought it up.
He was like, yeah, I heard you guys were riding the bull last night.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Dude, how'd you find that out?
I thought he had said you guys were riding the boat last night. So I was like, oh yeah, yeah, I know. Like it was nice. We got out on the bay. And then I'm like, wait, did you say bull or boat? And he's like, bull. And I'm like, oh, how'd you know that?
I think he had an inside source somewhere.
Inside scoop.
Yeah.
Or maybe he was the bull.
Clark,
he was in costume and he's got his little notepad in there.
I think those were the two guys that tweeted the first part about Florida going out in Tampa.
Really?
I think those were the first two.
It could have been.
Maybe I'm wrong. I could be totally wrong.
But I don't know
who tweeted it first when they got caught going out.
Let's roll this.
Who knows? Yeah, we could roll with that.
Sure. That was them.
Yeah, but that Tampa Bay game was sick. Like that pregame show, like on the Jumbotron, and like the music's just bumping in there. Like that was unreal.
Yeah, that's one thing that was cool about Tampa was the pregame show was probably the coolest one I've ever seen in person for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And same here.
And then the whole game, like that building was just electric. Like never mind when they like scored or got a shot on net, but like even when like Tampa just entered the zone, like the crowd would go insane immediately. So like. That was a really cool atmosphere there.
And then I was like, the whole game, I was like, why did they come up with the slogan, be the Thunder, if they are the Lightning? But then I thought about it and I used my critical thinking skills, and thunder always follows lightning. So like, isn't that clever?
Yeah. If the boys are going to be the lightning, the fans are the thunder.
Yeah, I know. I was like, damn, these people thought this one through hard.
That's a good critical analysis there, Tavor.
Yeah. And then it made me feel even worse about us naming our group the Hockey Guys, which is super original, and our podcast No Bad Days, which is just also not very original.
Hey, you know what? We'll get them next time. Next time we got to name something, we'll put like a month into it.
Yeah. In a room together.
Yeah. Now that we're graduated, we could use our critical thinking skills somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
That's what university teaches you, is how to think critically.
Yeah. Because if the answer is not A, then it's always C. It's just like critical.
Most of the time it's C, like realistically.
Yeah. It's actually a stat. Like you have a 75% chance of getting it right.
If you're taking an exam and you don't know the answer, do you just guess right away or do you wait till the end, till you're like done and then go back to it?
I wait till the end and then I get really, like really upset because I still don't know it. And then I just go with C.
I usually just answer right away and just keep going.
I wait till the end and then I guess when I'm done.
Yeah. No double checking. And then A, you feel so confident about the guess though, because you finished.
Yeah.
You're like, oh. I thought they were going to stump me, but I answered every question.
I got you guys there. You
go back. You're like, hey, there's two A's, one B. Next one was D. It's got to be C.
Well, that's the thing about when I'm writing a test on a Scantron, I literally like try to think of like an analytical pattern that's on my Scantron. So I'm like, I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, A, B, C, D, B, A, C, D, B, A, 2, 3. Then I'm like, okay, this one's got to be D.
It's got to go back to D.
The worst is too, is like when you're so confident about the answer, but like say the answer is like A, but the last two were A, and you're like, oh, I fucked up somewhere here.
You're like, there's no way that she would have put three A's in a row.
That literally happens every exam where there's like three in a row and you contemplate just like leaving.
Yeah, you're like mind games.
You're like, okay, one of these is wrong, but just which one is it?
Because I was pretty sure those first two were right.
Yeah, 100%. Anyways, what do we do? We're still on the trip. What are we doing? What were we doing after the Tampa game? We went out to dinner. We went out to dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Right. At a nice spot down by the water there. The Lightning were nice enough to take us out.
That was an unreal spot.
That was a cool spot too.
Like not just the restaurant, like the restaurant was great. Like I actually loved that place, but like just like that whole area, because there was like little like outdoor bars you could go to like after and walk around. It's kind of nice.
And we had oysters.
Yeah, all of us had oysters and alligators.
Marty loved them. He was slurping them down like they were candy.
I tried alligator. I didn't try oysters.
Okay.
Well, the alligator was like, that was actually pretty good. And like those like balls.
Yeah, it was in like a fried ball of bread. So like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good. And then did you have the, because we had the regular oysters and then we had, what were they called? Like the charred oysters.
Yeah.
Those were unreal, actually.
I like the charred ones better, but the raw oysters are just weird.
I love them. I could eat them.
They're good. I could eat them too, but like, I don't know if I would be able to eat like 20.
I couldn't bring myself to eating that.
I honestly think if I had to, like, I could bury 20.
Yeah, you had a pretty good stack of shells on your plate, Johnny.
I had four.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the shells are a lot bigger.
And we were 14 at the table, and there was 12 raw oysters. So.
No, that's the thing. Like with oysters, that like, you don't want to be like that guy, right? And you're just mucking them all. But I'd say I indulge. I think I saw Cappy have a couple shells more than me on his plate. So, you know, I'm just following his
lead. Not to throw anyone under the bus, but he had more than me.
All over.
Not to point fingers.
And I think Frizz had a whole tray.
Yeah. But he spread out his shells, though. He was putting shells on everyone's plate. Yeah. So like he ate them all.
Yeah, he was putting a couple in a napkin and shoving it under the table.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he was doing. Because he asked to sample stuff off other people's plates, too, again.
Oh.
Yeah, no, dude. Oh, no, we're out of dinner with, like, people that work for the NHL. So
yeah, that guy's had a good was,
the best part was I think Cuddy had like six
scallops.
There's like, okay, probably like four left, and he was gonna give his plate back to the server, and Frizz was like, dude, that's like $15 in the store, give me that.
Oh my god.
And he ate them after he said he was like full,
and he's like, oh, save myself $15 because I was about to go buy scallops.
Oh, that's so,
like, what are you gonna do, put those in your pocket?
Yeah, dude, honestly though, like, I had the scallops came with my steak and they were unreal.
They were good.
They were actually really good. That's not an excuse for that sort of behavior at the table, but you know, let's move past that.
However, Frizz will be Frizz. He loves good food, and you can't love
him. And we love him for how he is. We love Frizz.
We wouldn't change him for.
And the last part of the trip, one of the most critical parts, the airport.
Yes.
Coming home.
Mm-hmm.
When we almost stayed one extra night.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, that was insane. Actually, can you imagine?
It just couldn't work out. The airline overbooked the flight, so they were offering like $1,200 or something like that.
It started at $750.
It started at $750 and got to like $1,500, but it just didn't work out for flights the next day and the drive home.
Yeah, because there were two perfect things. So there was three different flights home that they would reschedule on. One was for 7 o'clock that night, so that was useless because Tampa invited us back for the game. The other one was at 6:45 in the morning.
So yeah, which would have been perfect.
That would have been okay, but like, do you really want to get on a 6:45 plane? I guess we just wouldn't have gone to sleep that night. And then
obviously.
And then
the
third one was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Absolutely perfect. But there was only two the next day, like two and two the next day, and then one that night. So
yeah, it just didn't work.
Five guys splitting up like that, not the coolest.
With only two cars.
Yeah, like that, it just didn't work out. But if it was like all five at the 1 o'clock flight the next day, I think
I would have been staying.
Oh yeah, no, I would have been.
Me too.
And they put you up in a hotel and they give you the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free hotel, $1,200 in my pocket.
Yeah. Charge the room.
Oh, we'll put this one in the room.
Race to the hotel bar, strawberry daiquiris for all the boys. Yeah. Put it on the room.
We'll get just a big bucket of Tropical Smash delivered to room 1422.
You need a 4 gallon bucket, please. I want to fill up my car with it.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get some oysters too.
Yeah. You have any fresh lobster?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Then we made it home finally, and our brains were absolutely mashed potatoes. We couldn't even formulate sentences on the car. We're at home.
No.
Yeah. We went to Chick-fil-A and Raising Cane's.
Yeah.
Because they were across the street from each other.
Yeah. Yeah,
like you can't do that. You gotta hit both though, right?
Yeah, you have to. It's like mandatory.
When's the next time we're gonna be in Mini, right? We're not gonna see Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's for a long time. So, and I don't think we ate for like, I don't know, 20 hours after that anyway, so it was fine.
The cool thing about like you said, the next time we're gonna be in Mini, the cool thing about Chick-fil-A is that there is Chick-fil-A's that are outside of Minneapolis. So like, if you were ever somewhere else, you could get them.
No, I'm saying because we were going back home to Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Do they have a Chick-fil-A in Toronto?
I think there is one, but it's in North York. So it's like,
oh yeah. Fun. Right. We don't like North York, do we?
No.
Yeah.
They definitely don't have Raising Cane's here, and that place is
I've decided that I like Raising Cane's more than Chick-fil-A.
Dude, I agree. I agree. Their sauce is unbelievable. I put the Raising Cane's sauce on my Chick-fil-A burgers. So good.
Yeah. I'd have to say that Raising Cane's takes the cake.
Yeah.
It takes the chicken tender, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, it takes the chicken.
It's like eating a little cloud of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and then we made it home safe and tried to clean out the house as best we could. dollars shit out of there.
Boys did a pretty good job. I think
Marty carried the load.
Marty was full Molly Maid mode for a week.
Yeah, I went full. Yeah, I was scrubbing walls after everyone left. I was just home by myself, scrubbing walls.
What did she say? What did the landlord say when she came in? She was impressed or what?
Yeah, she literally was just like, wow, I did not expect it to look like this after 3 years.
Damn.
And she like just like thanked me. I was like, yeah, like, sure. Like, what'd you expect? And she just said like some of the other houses she goes in like after a year, like are just like rancid. I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah, well, we're not animals.
Yeah.
Well.
I was like, we mopped the floors once a month the last 3 years, but.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
Nothing a little bit of shoulder or elbow grease couldn't take off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's after you got to rub it off the walls, all the elbow grease there.
Yeah.
And the windowsills.
And the windows.
Yeah, I mean,
the windows were bad.
I think I went overkill on it because she didn't do that much of an inspection, but better to be safe than sorry.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
You go, bud.
All right,
fellas. Well, that's a solid hour to tell you about basically 2 days.
Yeah. So hope you enjoyed the episode. Johnny, I know it's late for you, buddy.
Yeah, it's like 12:15 here. Time to hit the sheets. But boys, that was actually a really fun episode to record. I know we're still recording, but that was actually fun to talk about that. And it's great, obviously, talking to you boys for the first time, kind of face-to-face in almost a week. So, yeah, that was good. Miss you, boys.
Miss you, buddy. Miss you, boys. Cheers.
All right. Yeah, no, are we ending this?
No. Hold on. I just got to say one more thing. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate it.
And don't forget to like, subscribe, download, and we hope everyone is enjoying the start to their summer.
Cheers. Yep.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.